Now we're going to talk about another form of autoimmune disorder, systemic lupus erythematosus. Okay, it's an autoimmune disorder. It's chronic, chronic inflammatory disease, and it seems to be a multi-system disease. That means it affects many systems in the body and obviously many organs. And it seems to, the peak incidence rate seems to be in women between the ages of 15 to 40. When we think about the causes for this disease, there seem to be certain predisposing factors. Certainly genetics plays a role. We know again that the MHC proteins seem to be involved, type 2, HLA-DR3, HLA-DQ, but also other genes seem to play a role as well. Environmental factors may well come in. It seems to be triggered by exposure to UV light, certain chemicals, infections. Stress may well play a role. Certain drugs might trigger it. Hormonal definitely seems to have an effect. And in women, as it's more common in women, it perhaps is due to an imbalance of sex hormones. It seems to be particularly triggered by high levels of estrogen, whereas androgens seem to be protective. So when we think about the normal body and we think about homeostasis, obviously normally your immune system is protective. It protects you against foreign antigens. But when you suffer from lupus, then your homeostasis is disrupted and you produce a lot of autoantibodies. These are antibodies against your own tissues. This leads to organ damage. Organs don't function properly. And then obviously your systems aren't functioning properly. The role of proteins is also really important. Normally B cells produce antibodies, and antibodies normally fight foreign antigens, and then you produce cytokines in your immune system from various cells, and again, their role is to fight off foreign antigens. So what happens when you have systemic lupus erythematosus is you produce a lot of autoantibodies, antibodies against your own tissues. And particular, we seem to produce anti-nuclear ones, ones which will actually attack your DNA, your deoxyribonucleic acid. And they autoantibodies, you get deposits of them forming. They form complexes made up of DNA and the antibodies. And these will cause inflammation, which will lead to tissue damage. And you'll get inflammatory lesions occurring in the kidneys, in the basement membrane, glomerulonephritis, which is inflammation of the glomeruli. The choroid plexus of the brains can be affected, the pleura of the lungs, pericarditis associated with the heart, skin will be affected, GI tract, joints, kidneys, all over the body. So again, another very complex autoimmune disorder, and lots of things we don't know about it or understand.